BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
It just feels like really odd that things are starting to like return to the...
It's a good day, first day back at school.
Scout's got a head injury and it won't stop bleeding.
Oh my goodness, what a flipping week. Hello and welcome to Isolation Diaries, where you will hear all about the life, in the form of an audio diary, of an often very hectic family in lockdown. I'm Kate Monaghan and my wife Holly had a kidney transplant 11 years ago, and so although we were strictly shielding for the best part of a year as she's immunocompromised, we've both had our first COVID vaccine and life is very slowly, very cautiously starting to return to, if not a semblance of normality, then at least something that's beyond the four walls of our house. We've got two daughters, four-year-old Scout and one-year-old Gracie, and I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and endometriosis, meaning that I have chronic pain in all my joints. I can't walk very far, and also it means that I need a hysterectomy. I've got very joined up care, so I go and see a consultant about my body. I see somebody for my joints, and then at the same time I see somebody who is talking to me about my hysterectomy. Which is quite helpful, and you'll hear more of that later on. So buckle up, or maybe just grab a cuppa and sit back and enjoy the roller coaster that is the life of a family trying to get through a pandemic. I'm only sat in the bathroom right now because everyone in the house is asleep, and it's that's the toilet creaking, and it's early morning because it's Monday the 8th of March, which means Scout goes back to school today. So I'm up early before everyone else is. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get dressed, get ready. And then I'm going to go down and make Scout and Grace's breakfast so that they're out and ready for when Holly gets down, because she'll be quite stressed, I think, trying to get everyone out the door. But yeah, it's a good day. First day back at school. I literally can't believe it. I'm very excited. So yeah. It's gonna be weird. My little buddy that's been at home for a while, but she's so ready. She is desperate to get back. Had been a bit worried about it, but the way she's been the last few days, she's been so excited. She's just desperate to see her friends and see her teacher and get back to everything she had before. So I think she's actually gonna be fine. But yeah, big day, back to school, back to work. Is life getting back to normal? I don't even know. Weird. So that's it. I've dropped Scout off her first day back. She was up early, dressed in her uniform, wearing her watch, which she got over Christmas because she was very proud. Hair in an Elsa plait again. Very proud, dictated that. And as usual, I was running late, so I was bung the kids in the double buggy and basically had to leg it to school. And it was quite a shock to see so many people in one space, because there was all the parents and all the kids and everyone was kind of chattering excitedly. It was a bit weird. It felt like going back after the summer holidays or something, because all the kids are like grown a foot, and you know, some of the mums had huge baby bumps that were not even conceived last time I saw them, I swear. So I'm just walking back down the hill to drop Gracie at nursery, and then yeah, feels like normal life is resuming. I just hope she has a really good day. There was a lot of nervous looking kids in reception this morning, but Scout was more than excited and bounding up to everyone. So that's good. So hopefully she'll have a really, really lovely day. I've just got to the hospital for my first appointment with my consultant in over a year. I think I probably last saw him in person like in January, I think, last year. It's now March, the year after. Normally I'd see him every 3 months, but yeah, I haven't been able to, and so he's asked to see me in person to keep an eye on what's going on with my body. But I literally can't believe how busy it is. Like, I couldn't get a parking space in the car park. I had to drive round and round, and now there's nowhere to sit because all the seats are like don't sit on them, don't sit on them. And then any ones that you are allowed to sit on, somebody's already sitting on. So weird. It feels like things are getting back to normal, which is kind of good, but also I really liked it when there was just like barely anyone here at the clinic when I would go for my injections and there'd be like nobody there, just me and like one other person. And I could drive and park and everything. But yeah, it just feels like really odd that things are starting to like return to a bit more of normality. And it's like great to be able to see my consultant in real life. But also just so weird that so many other people are obviously doing the same thing now. Now I'm worried because I dropped Grace at nursery this morning and my appointment is at 10:45 and there's no way I'm going to be seen on time. And I thought, oh, I'll be fine. I'll be able to pick Grace up at, it's 11:45. 11:45. I'm tired. Time is confusing. So it's like 11:45 now. My appointment's at 11:45. I'm meant to pick Gracie up at 12:30. The latest I can pick her up is 1:00. And I have to see my consultant and have my injection done for the menopause treatment that I'm on. And now I'm worried that I'm actually not going to get through it all in time to get her. Because normally, like, it's been so quiet that I'm in and out within half an hour. Yeah, now I'm worried it's not going to work. And I'm going to be too late to pick her up. Right, all done. And it's 10:50. So I literally have 10 minutes to go and get Gracie from preschool now. Which should just be enough time. Hooray. Not preschool, nursery. Wherever it is she goes. But yeah, it was good. My consultant says that they're going to start opening up operations like literally like this week, next week. So he was like, hopefully you'll get a call in the next few weeks with a date, which is fabulous. So yeah, all good. And hopefully just in time to get Grace. So I dropped off Scout about 2 hours ago. Kate's gone off on a shoot and she just rung me, said the school have rung her and Scout's got a head injury and it won't stop bleeding, so I've got to go and get her and take her to A&E, so I'm really worried about her. I'm just getting her favourite things, a little penguin, chocolate buttons are needed. No idea how long an A&E wait even is. Because usually it's Kate that takes her, because Scout seems to like have a lot of accidents. But yeah, this is kind of the last thing I expected to happen after dropping her off, and I was just being for a run and just doing a bit of work, a bit of life admin, drinking a hot coffee. The other thing is, Kate's got the car, so I'm going to have to go and knock on the door of a neighbour and ask them if they'll run me to A&E with Scout. Just hope she's okay. Right, Scout, where are we? Okay, we're at the hospital in A&E on Scout's first day back at school because Scout's hurt her head a little bit, haven't you? What happened, bub? Scout had a fall and hit her head on something, and so we're just at A&E. It was a rock. You fell on a rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, she fell on a rock. And I think a bit went into her head and cut it, didn't it? But she's been super brave, eating lots of chocolate buttons, watching the iPad. And you haven't even cried, have you? You can cry. It's good to cry.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, put it away then.
No.
Phew, so back home, Scout is tucked up on the sofa watching a movie. We were actually only in hospital for about an hour because it was actually really empty, apart from a couple of kids that had done exactly the same as Scout, had, you know, got overexcited in the playground and bashed them, you know, their heads or their arms. We saw a very nice doctor and he had a look at the wound, and Scout's literally got like a hole in her head. It's not very nice. But she was so brave and he cleaned it, and I could see she was kind of wincing, but luckily there was no kind of rock or mud or whatever in the head. And I think the school had been really good at cleaning it straight away anyway. So she's got kind of three butterfly stitches over the kind of the bane wound and a bit of glue, which she was quite excited about because, you know, she didn't know that you could glue your head back together. And she's got a couple of other bumps, which I have no idea where they even came from. How do you get three wounds from falling on the ground? I have no idea. But yeah, it was. I feel a bit shaken up. You know, there I was thinking I had a nice kind of morning ahead of me. And yeah, now I've got both children at home. I picked up Gracie and she's now asleep in bed after having a lovely morning at nursery. And Scout's really miffed because she wants to go back to school and play with her friends because she was having a nice time. But I'm going to keep her off today and then hopefully tomorrow she'll be fine. Also, she's very pleased because she can't get her head wet, which means she doesn't have to have a bath tonight. So, you know, every cloud. So I'm at the train station for the first time in so long, and everything's shut. And I know that seems really obvious, but I was hoping I'd be able to get a coffee. But no, there's like four coffee places and they're all shut, which is disappointing. But anyway, I'm on my way to London for my transplant clinic, which happens roughly every 3 to 4 months. And it means I get to see my mum, and I haven't seen her since August, I think. So very long time ago. So that's really, really lovely and really exciting. But yeah, it also means her trip to the hospital, which I feel a bit risky. It's a bit risky, but I have had the vaccination, so it should be okay. And I think I'm just gonna get Ubers around London and not get on public transport. Because in lockdown one, I opted not to go to any of my clinics. So I had my blood tests done in the car, which I think we recorded on a previous podcast, which was really, really novel and really fun. But it did mean that I started to feel a bit poorly, and it was because I wasn't going to clinic. They weren't kind of thoroughly checking the bloods and, you know, looking at it. And so I've decided to actually go to clinic. I think it's more sensible to get, you know, have a chat with a consultant, get my blood pressure, get all my bloods done and actually see them. And I've got no worries to air, but I think it's always good to know, be in that place. I always find it reminds me of my vulnerability a bit as well, and also reminds me how lucky I am to have a transplanted kidney. And so, yeah, that's tomorrow's job. But for now, I'm going to get on the train. It's going to be really weird. And keep my mask on, obviously, and keep away from anyone. I've tried to get a table seat so I can, like, spread out. And yeah, London, here I come. So I've just got off the train. I'm in London. There's barely anyone on the train, but it was nice to have a couple of hours of peace and quiet, even if I was just working the whole time. You know, gotta take these moments while you can. So now I'm just looking out for my mum. She usually meets me at the barriers at King's Cross, so see if I can see her. I'm also wearing the fanciest dress I could basically find because I'm so fed up of wearing trackies and stuff. So I'm wearing a dress that Kate gave to me for Valentine's Day. And it's really long and it's really pretty and it's totally overdressed for a trip to London. Oh, I can see her, there she is. Hi! How are you doing? I like your mask.
Oh, thank you. How was your journey?
I just got here at the hospital after getting a very nice taxi here. It feels really weird to be back, but it's nice to see some of the nurses and stuff, and yeah, hopefully my tests will be all right. Just finished a clinic. Turns out they're doing a lot of their clinic appointments not face-to-face anymore. So usually you'd come in for bloods and have a usually you come in for bloods and have a consultation with your consultant, but they're just doing bloods. But because I've come quite a long way, they saw me face to face as well, and we just went through everything, and it all looks good. So now I've just got to wait for the blood test results, which take a day or so, which I always find a bit nerve-wracking because
I don't know, occasionally there's a blip or something, and obviously I'm always worried that the kidney's just going to kind of pack up. But hopefully it'll be fine and I won't hear from them, so no news is good news. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how envious I am of Holly getting a chance to see a different part of the country. Seriously, when we can travel out of this place that we live, I mean, I'm going to cry, I think. I haven't been out of our city for so long. The borders, it's just, yeah, it is gonna be great. We've actually been so busy that I haven't even spoken to Holly about how it has been seeing her mum after such a long time. She's still in London with her mum at the moment, meaning that I am solo parenting with these crazy kids. Managed to just get them to bed without too many tears, thank goodness. But yeah, we'll hear about how it all was and what it was like actually getting to London, of all places, next week. In the meantime, if you've had any dramas with your little ones going back to school, please feel free to get in touch. I'd always love to hear from you. Email my producer, amy.elizabeth@bbc.co.uk. Also, did you do a Holly and dress up for the most mundane event just because it was actually doing something outside the house? I would love to know about that. So I'll be back next week with hopefully no more injuries in the family. Please.